community energy projects come about because a group of people, whoever they are, decide that they want to do something around energy within their community. And that can be a climate action group, it could be people from the local chamber of commerce, it could be a group of farmers getting together to try and address some of their energy issues. One of the reasons I'm motivated around this is that I think that we need to be showing our politicians that action on climate change is urgent and that the communities are willing to step up and lead and they need to follow. So I'm motivated by a political dimension to this.
Yeah, because when I hear something like community, it kind of links with me what we can do collectively to instigate change or instigate something for the better, and also what we can do ourselves in terms of coming up with more renewable energy practices. So what exactly are involved in these projects, or what is the physical infrastructure that people are using as more viable community energy alternatives?
We see two main types of projects at the moment in Australia. So we've had two flagship community-owned wind farms, so Hepburn Wind in Victoria and Denmark Community Wind in Western Australia. And they're sort of medium scale, like over a megawatt, so Hepburn Wind is just over 4 megawatts, and they're quite large projects. They're at the edge of the community physically, and then they're run by a community group, in the case of Hepburn, a cooperative, in the case of Denmark, a company, but still with a large degree of community ownership. That sort of was the first wave of community energy projects here in Australia and really inspired lots of people. There are now close to 80 community energy groups across Australia. Most of them at the moment are looking at solar projects. So there's a group in Sydney called Pingala. They are partnering with Young Henry's Brewery in Newtown to put solar on the roof of Young Henry's. And what they'll do is they'll go out to the community and ask if the community would like to invest to raise the funds to put the solar on the roof. And then Young Henry's, over a certain period of time, will pay for the electricity generated, and then that money earned will pay back the community investors so that they get a return on their investment. So it's a way communities can be financially involved in increasing the uptake of renewables, and the way local businesses can be involved in better connecting with their local community.
I guess that also ties into why you're involved in community energy at the same time. When did you start working within the realm of community energy?
I went and saw a guy called Herman Scheer speak when I was back at university. He is called the father of the German renewable energy policy. And if you know anything about renewables, you know that Germany's leading the world in renewables. So he's a fairly influential guy. Unfortunately, he's died now. But he talked about renewable energy as fundamentally different from the way we do energy now. And that's because it's based on a market of technology, not a market of fuel. Because the fuel is free. The fuel is the sunshine and the wind and the waves. And there can be lots of different types of technologies that harness those free fuels. They can be really simple or they can be really complex. You can do a solar cooker or you can do a solar PV panel. And that's contextual. And that means that renewable energy is fundamentally more democratic because more people are able to access and benefit from renewables than anyone ever could from fossil fuels, because fossil fuels have to be large, whereas renewables don't have to be large. So that got me really excited. I did a bunch of university assignments about it. I did 2 honours theses on community energy, one from an engineering perspective and one from a social science perspective. I'd visited about 30 community energy projects in a self-funded study tour through Europe. And then I came back and with a friend, we co-founded the Community Power Agency.
Yeah, so talk more about what exactly you do with the Community Power Agency.
Sure. So Community Power Agency was co-founded by myself and a woman called Jara Hicks. We established it to grow a vibrant community energy sector here in Australia, and we do that in 3 main ways. We do training and capacity building for community energy groups on the ground. So we take the best knowledge of what works and train up new groups in being able to do that. And when new groups are trying to innovate, we talk through some of the constraints that are available and some of the opportunities and how they might be like water, flow around the obstacles that are in their way. Because the energy system and the wider society or legal structures within Australia are not set up for community enterprises like community energy projects. So that's one part of our work. The second area of our work is around advocacy and policy development. So we're doing this great project called Renewables for All, which is looking at what are the business models and policies that enable all Australians, no matter where they live or how much they earn, to be able to benefit from the clean energy transition. We've also just been involved in the launch of Get Up and Solar Citizens' Homegrown Power Plan, which sets up a policy blueprint for how we transition to 100% renewables. So, yeah, a lot in that sort of policy and advocacy space, mainly because we need to change the rules of the game if we're going to enable communities to really participate and benefit from this energy transition. Then our third area of work is around information sharing and sector-wide coordination. One of the amazing things about the community energy sector is its grassroots. These are communities, groups of people in local communities coming together. But it means that lots of groups are trying to face the same problems and address them, and they're not necessarily connected to each other. So we coordinate an organisation called the Coalition for Community Energy, which is a coalition of now 70 member organisations. And the purpose of that coalition is to really facilitate collaboration, so where people are trying to do similar things, and provide information sharing so that a group in Cairns can learn from what a group in Adelaide is doing.
And so you mentioned there what you do within the agency, you know, advocacy or education, to talk about the definitely possible notion of reaching 100% renewables, which there's a whole lot of talk about this in, I guess, even the more recent years. But given the work that you've done in the past 10 years up until this point, in 10 years from now, where do you think we'll stand, or where are you hopeful that we'll be in terms of community energy powering renewables?
I think we're going to see community energy take off. It's been a slow process. So when we first founded Community Power Agency, Hepburn and Denmark Wind just started operating that year. They hadn't quite started operating. It's taken to this point to build to where we have now 30 operating community energy projects. I see us getting to hundreds of community energy projects in the next 10 years, because we've put in the groundwork around what works, and now the models that exist can be replicated and can be adapted by communities across the country. But we've also put community energy on the political agenda. And so what we're seeing is suggested changes to the rules, and by that I mean the literal rules of the energy market, but also the policy rules, that would remove the barriers, remove the roadblocks to community energy projects. And when that happens, there's so much passion and enthusiasm and skill within communities, it's really going to unlock and take off. I hope that within the next 15 years, we can see almost every community across Australia having some kind of community energy project. And I hope that we can see many communities who've taken themselves and taken on a journey to get to a point where they're 100% renewable powered.